You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
So it's 39 degrees right now.
A little brisk.
But depending on where you are, we will be diddling 70 degrees.
Ooh, that's some wet diddling.
No. Is it supposed to rain?
Yeah, a little bit.
I got cloudy and windy.
I saw a little bit of wetness.
Okay.
In the afternoon. Well, I'm just saying it.
They said it's supposed to like rain or something.
A little damp in the afternoon.
Stop with the damp in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Dan Hardy would not enjoy what you're saying right now.
Dan likes it damp.
Oh, that's why they call him Damp Dan.
Starting with the creep cap already, I see.
Yeah, I'm already ready to go home. Let's go home. Weekend starts now. I'm done. I don't want to hear you talk about damp. All right, let's start the show with a grand opening at Eastview Mall of a store that's having their second grand opening at Eastview Mall.
So they left and then came back?
You got it.
Who's that?
PacSun.
Man, that's still a thing.
So PacSun, for you older folks, Pacific Sunwear is what it used to be called.
That company's got to be 50 years old.
1980 is when they opened.
Damn.
So, yeah, about 50 years old. Pacific Sunwear was located in Eastview Mall for years and years and years. They closed about a decade ago.
I think they had them in every mall at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, they were all over the place. Yeah. They are open again at Eastview Mall, their grand opening. So here's the funny thing about Pacific Sunwear.
Because it's like beachwear, right?
Kinda? Yes. I mean,
California. Kind of that West Coast
style. Yeah, California, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's very Steely Dan.
Skateboarder, yeah.
Give me some of the PacSun. Good, you know. Did I not nail that?
Yeah, you did.
PacSun's open now at the mall. PacSun, if you walk in there and you are Kimmy and I's age, you will see all of the clothes that we wore when we were kids.
So it hasn't really changed.
The brands, I think most of those brands are still around.
So it's the same look still.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny. It changed for a couple of years, and then it looped back around again.
Mm-hmm. Like, right.
When you walk in there, you're going to see JNCO. You know what else is back, Kimmy? Kickwear. You remember Kickwear?
No.
K-I-K?
It was
like JNCO, but flappier jeans.
Oh, okay.
Oh, even flappier.
It was like the flappiest of flappy jeans.
So it's the flat back?
Flaps big.
Oh, yeah, the baggy jeans.
Right. Kimmy, no. Baggy is one thing. These are wide-ass baggy
jeans. That is the ugliest look on any body, any shape. It just doesn't work.
I got to tell you.
We're not cool anymore, so who am I to say?
When I was in middle school, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Because, you know.
What covers your sins?
Well, no, I got powerful thighs. You know this.
Yeah, but you were, like, bulbous.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, I was.
You should have went to Bulbous Sun.
Thank you.
But you get egg rolls.
Hang out. You get 3 hours and 45 minutes more of those kind
Bulbous
of jokes.
Bulbasun.
Bulbasun. One of my favorite sushi restaurants. No, but like those flappy jeans, I could have my powerful thighs and not like, you know, not when skinny jeans got popular. It didn't look
tough
good.
Time.
I look like a melted lamp. But what's interesting about PacSun, as you said, it's been open for over 50 years now. This is like the fourth go-round for fashion at PacSun. Because when the store opened in 1980, it was the skateboard surfing thing.
Yeah.
Right? And that was when it was going through its first big boom. And at that time, PacSun was selling clothing that was like a reimagining of stuff from the 1960s.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Like the stuff they were selling.
Like the Beach Boys, the Surf and Safari kind of crap. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. I was thinking.
It looked like a Beach Boy cover.
I was thinking more of the Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch.
Same thing.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, so then they became, Kimmy, huge again in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And they were selling a reimagining of the stuff they were selling in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right?
So they definitely never really changed their style. They just keep bringing it back.
Well, but that's what's kind of funny is like PacSun, they do this thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then they start to change it a little bit because the styles change.
People
don't like it. And they go away. Mm-hmm. And then they do exactly what they did 20 years before.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, PacSun's back. And then they change it a little bit, and it goes away. And then again, they have gone back to the early 2000s stuff, and it was like, oh, PacSun's back.
Okay.
I mean, so Kimmy, like, we could walk into PacSun today.
Probably see stuff that you bought 20 years ago.
We can put on exactly what we wore when we were in middle and high school.
But
don't,
it's for kids.
Don't do that, though. Don't do that.
It's for kids, right?
It's not for you anymore, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I don't see an adult wearing that stuff.
All right, so let's talk about that.
And it's some stuff in the early 2000s that I thought nobody's ever going to want to dress like this again.
Can you give me an example?
So I did see on a mannequin, bedazzled, like, I don't know what to call them, like those Ed Hardy jeans.
Oh, True Religion Affliction.
Like, and they were marketing them towards guys again, like those blinged out jeans.
Well, look, Nickelback's back, so I guess
I just I don't even know if that was a great look at the time. Like, if that was just for certain people at the time.
It wasn't for anybody, but people decided to do it.
I never thought we'd see those again.
No, I agree with you. But going back to the whole, it's for kids.
Yeah.
Yes, this is for kids. But something else strange is happening.
What happened?
Well, Kimmy, like, when we were in high school,
mm-hmm.
short of those weird youth pastors that were 40, no adult could get away with shopping in those stores.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
And again, those youth pastors with, like, the frosted tips at 40,
yeah.
they would dress like that, but that was a whole
Most of those guys are in jail anyway.
Now,
yeah.
you will see adults our age
That's sad.
In those stores.
Those look, you're going to look ridiculous.
You think those people are sad?
I think they're the saddest people I've ever seen. I don't know if those people ever gave up that style.
I think they're pathetic.
They're pathetic people?
And I think they should be called out on it.
Because my wife is that person.
Well, you know, I mean, I could see a woman, you yeah. know, of her stature
yeah,
being able to pull
on.
It up. I think she's one of the good ones.
If you could just hold on.
What kind of style are you talking about? Because I'm picturing, like, Jersey Shore style clothing.
Your wife don't
never
dress
seen,
like that.
I've never seen your wife dress like that.
She's high end.
Let me put it this way. My yeah. wife will shop. Well,
text that to her. I said high end. I said she's high
no,
end.
That's too. She already read the one that yeah. she said she was trash and pathetic, so I can't take it back. She's blocked me. No, I told this story.
What?
My wife needed a new pair of jeans.
Yeah.
So she went into Hollister.
Okay.
It was American Eagle.
Okay.
And
what happened?
My wife is older than I am.
Yeah.
And she's in there with my daughters.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, no, I'm just trying to give a date.
You could have just said around our age.
Yeah.
I am younger than my wife, thank you.
I have powerful thighs.
I have powerful thighs and I'm pretty, I'm a lot younger than my wife. I'm just saying, I'm just kidding. All right, so we're in American Eagle or Aeropostale or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
And she finds these jeans she likes, right? And everyone that works there is an embryo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're
yeah.
teenage.
Yeah.
They're teenage
it's
kids.
One of that first it's like one of those first places you get a job.
So she finds So she finds these jeans, she tries them on, she brings them to the counter, right? The girl is like, "Do you have an email with us?" And my wife's like, "Yes." And she gives the girl her email from like 1997.
Oh.
When she was shopping, and the girl's like, "It's not coming up." And I burst into laughter. And I go, "I think they reset the email list every 30 years."
Was it one of those embarrassing emails too, like sweet stuff, like just stupid words you'd use, hottie@AOL.com, whatever it was.
What are you trying to say about my high school wife?
No, I'm saying we all had those.
Yeah.
Nobody actually
you
used
had hottie?
What was mine? It was like K sweet stuff, something, something.
But the point I'm making is it's not weird to walk into Zumiez, PacSun, Hollister, Aeropostale and see parents shopping with their kids.
And buying clothes for themselves.
Kimmy, how old's your husband?
36.
Didn't he buy some of those Bills reissue shirts from like American Eagle or Aeropostale? You know the ones I'm talking about.
He wanted to buy, it was one of those like Bills vintage-y looking sweatshirts from Abercrombie.
There it is, yeah.
But then he saw the price, he was like, nah. But he would have.
That was a quote.
If he wasn't cheap.
Nah.
Nah.
Is that? It's all got to be super expensive.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It is brutal.
Like, I don't even know how much jeans cost now. Like,
you do.
No, like the jeans I buy old man jeans.
Yeah, but your jeans aren't cheap.
No, but they're tailored. But I don't wear, like, if I go to, like.
He just wanted to start a sentence to finish it with, I wear tailored jeans.
I wear tailored jeans. But if you go to, like, Aeropostale and buy jeans.
Yeah.
How much?
That's usually, that's like a teen store that was always a little cheaper than the other ones.
American Eagle is the expensive one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Abercrombie's probably the more expensive one. You're ranging from like 70 to 90 bucks.
I'll be honest. I was laughing so hard at the email thing, I did not see what my wife's jeans cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kimmy, can you Google what a pair of JNCO jeans cost now? Because I remember when I was a kid, they were obscenely expensive, which is why I had to buy the Zone jeans, which were the flappy knockoffs from JCPenney that you could easily wear a hole in the crotch through.
Like the last time I can remember like people flipping out about the price is when jeans hit $50.
What?
Yeah.
And people go, you have $50.
Oh, good times.
All right, what do we got for a pair of JNCO
jeans? Okay, so, I mean, you are getting a lot of jean for your buck.
Right. Oh, these are the wide jeans?
So
it's like double jean.
It looks like they're all around like 130 to 160 bucks.
So I mean,
that's a sport coat.
Yeah.
Could you sell more like
There's a burgundy corduroy pair that are 200. Right. Oh, my God. These are 280.
God damn.
For a pair of jeans.
Yeah, I don't know why those are so much more expensive. But, yeah, well, now that I'm scrolling, yeah, they're up there.
No, I remember as a kid, like, those JNCO jeans being, like, between 60 and 80 bucks.
Yeah.
And that was
the high end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you peaked Gene Price at that point.
Kimmy, can you give
There's
us
so many?
Can you give Kimmy's falling back in love with the Flappy Jeans? Can you get us a look at, like, what was this, the super fancy trendy one that you just said? Not Abercrombie. Was it Abercrombie?
The Abercrombie jeans?
Yeah, give me a look at a pair of Guy's Abercrombie jeans. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
And that was the weird store that always was getting in trouble with their catalog.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, semi-porn.
It was porn. There was nothing, but it was all porn.
It was just, like, naked kids running around.
Yep.
And he got in trouble, right?
Yeah. Looked a lot like you, actually.
Oh, but businessman?
Yes, with his tailored jeans.
His sport coat?
Actually, not that bad.
Okay, what do we got?
So it looks like they hover around like $80.
That's not that bad. $80?
Well, but right now they're all on sale for $67.
Okay. Oh, and end of the season.
We started this conversation. PacSun, Pacific Sunwear, is opening again in Eastview Mall. They were closed. They had a store 10 years ago that shut down. They're back again, and it seems like every 20 years they have this resurgence of being popular again. But here's the problem, Kimmy, with the whole they're only $80. If you're a grown-ass person, okay, spending $80 on a pair of jeans as a grown-ass person is still ridiculous when Marshalls and TJ Maxx exist. But I digress. You buy a pair of jeans, you're going to have that jeans for a pair of jeans for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Your kid buying a pair of jeans.
You're going to grow out of them.
Going to
get sick of the style.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like every year you got to buy another pair or two of $80 jeans.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that. Get out of my face.
But they are. I mean, you have to. Right?
Well, I know. We're a
What are you putting your kids in?
Marshalls. Buy them now. End of season sale.
No, because by the time school rolls around next year, it's going to be a different style. Everyone's in the flappy jeans. They're spending $200 a pair. And you're right. You get a lot of denim, but it's not like you get two pair of jeans out of it.
I'm kind of getting like three in one.
Here's the other thing that sucks about the flappy jeans, too, now that they're coming back in style. You can wear a regular pair of jeans 5 days in a row, and no one knows.
True.
They all they could be
five. Well, standard pair of Levi's.
Yeah,
style,
but they could be a five different pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Those, like, flappy jeans.
No, you cannot.
By the way, Levi's are expensive.
They had, like, a resurgence
because
of the whole vintage thing.
Yep.
You know people spend, like, thousands of dollars on vintage Levi's jeans?
Yeah.
Why?
It's better made, I guess.
It is.
It
looks like the same goddamn jean.
Kimmy, could you Google the 1800s pair of Levi jeans that was sold? I want to say it was like $30,000-$40,000.
Wait, from the 1870s?
It was the late 1800s.
Like the original pair of like cowboy jeans?
Yeah, they found them in a mine in California.
Yeah.
So one pair of Levi's jeans from the 1800s sold at an auction for over $120,000.
I have a question.
Sure.
A bit back of the room here.
Yeah.
If you find a pair of jeans from the 1870s in a mine, where's the dude?
Pantsless.
Did he die in them
he
jeans?
May have.
And like he just like
Unless
dissolved.
Maybe he got high. He ditched the jeans.
Oh no! Or did he get dragged off by a bear? Pulled out of his jeans.
He got sodomized by a bear.
Yeah.
Dead man's jeans. Yes. One of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs. No, I'm telling you, it is very strange. This is why I know. Like you're Mr. Fashion Man.
I'm an old man fashion.
No, but like you sit here and you talk about how you're all up on the styles and everything, and it blows your mind. Like, this is proof positive, Kimmy, that we would have never made it in the fashion industry because we just can't figure out, like, none of this makes any sense.
Rhyme or reason.
It's all cyclical. That's all we know.
You just keep bringing the stuff back, taking the other stuff away.
But it's only specific stuff, and it's the stupidest stuff that comes through because, again, bell bottoms are back again.
Mm-hmm. But that's new to your kids.
But like every style of jean is in right now.
Jeans are big.
It's very
there's no
confusing.
Style anymore. Like, when you look at the 1960s and the 1950s, and you look at those dudes,
shut up.
They all dress the same.
I hate you so much.
They all look like my dad. Everybody, like, conformed.
So that style?
But that style was, like, for years, like, when you look at those old hockey games, right? The Rangers playing the Bruins.
Yeah.
Every dude in there looks the same.
Yeah, because they didn't want McCarthy to drag them off.
Right.
Well, I guess we're going through the same kind of thing right now.
Yeah.
Everyone just suits again.
So there is no set style anymore.
Well, you know
you
what
can't say like the 1950s had a look, the 60s had a look, the
70s
had a look.
You didn't have access to as much stuff.
Started in the 80s, it just went off the rails and everybody just went in any direction they wanted.
No, she makes a great point, though. Like, first of all, where you could get stuff. Second of all, like, you know, everything was made here.
Yes.
So, like, you had five suits.
Yeah. Right.
Pick one.
Yeah. And you had Penny's and Sears to go get it.
Again, seems like we're going back to that.
Yeah.
So, all right, every hockey game is going to look like MSG at 1945. Mm-hmm.
I am waiting for, because whenever you do see that style come back around again of stuff you wore when you were a kid, you also remember why it went out of style. And I'm just waiting until those kids have to deal with the issues of those clothes. Like, when it comes to the baggy jeans, Try wearing those in the winter,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
Those things are going to be wet for days.
Those salt stains going all the way up to your shin.
Yep.
She's right. And then the back starts to tear off a little
bit. It's fun now, but you wait for the winter season. Not going to be so fun with those bell bottoms dragging on the ground.
We have a dynamite dragon flappy kind of break room for
now
you.
Now who sounds old? His bell bottoms are going to get wet. Trying to run away from Nixon's army now. Pippi.
Big round of applause for a couple in upstate New York.
Fantastic.
They saved a woman's life.
Really?
This woman would be dead had these people not been where they were at this moment.
And this couple, like, jumped in.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you the whole story. And here's the thing. They were in a situation where they could have been rewarded for what they did.
Mm.
But the question is not could have been.
Yeah.
The question is should they have been?
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So this story happened just east of us.
Yeah.
Justin and Winona Schindler work as paramedics. They are also married.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the night off, so they decided to go and have a nice dinner, Tommy.
Yeah.
At a steakhouse.
Nice.
High-end steakhouse.
All right.
But Tommy, life-saving doesn't stop just because you're off the clock.
Oh, what happened?
Well, while eating, the couple heard a commotion coming from the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Someone was yelling that an elderly woman was choking.
Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So the couple sprung into action. They rushed over to this woman. Winona cleared the area, called 911, and located the AED defibrillator just in case. Justin, the husband, began the Heimlich maneuver, and they went to work.
So they're like, got granny bent over and down in the chest.
But here's the thing.
What?
The Heimlich wasn't working.
Wouldn't dislodge.
Oh, man. No.
The woman was still choking.
A big chunk of fine steak.
She went unconscious.
No kidding.
Yep. And she stopped breathing. They got her on the ground. They prepared the AED while Justin began CPR. And this went on for about 5 minutes. Things were looking grim. That's when a staff member left the restaurant and returned with a life vac. Have you seen these things?
What the hell's that?
It goes over your face.
Sucks it out of your mouth.
Yeah. They call it the ED. It just sucks. That's what it sounds like. So the couple kept working. They used a life vac, and eventually they got whatever food was in this woman's throat.
So this
out.
Thing just sucks it out.
So it's
like a vacuum.
Yeah, it's like a bag. You push in. I have one at my house for the kids, and it sucks it out. Yeah. Winona, the wife, gave the woman oxygen while she began to regain consciousness. They called an ambulance.
Man, this brought luck out.
No kidding, man.
She was a second away from seeing her husband.
It was over. The husband was probably, she may have been with him. What are you doing? Why?
I just assumed she was wounded.
Okay. This old lady was off to the hospital.
Yeah.
The story says the family of a woman who was choking are regulars at the restaurant. So this couple, the paramedic couple, has actually been getting updates on how the woman is doing.
Oh, great.
She is alive. She's doing great. And it's all thanks to this couple that sprung into action that night at dinner. So here's the thing. With all the details we just shared with you, there is one detail we do not know about this story.
What's that?
And I know it's the one you care about the most.
Well, I don't know where you're going with this.
Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
You save someone's life at a steakhouse.
Yeah.
All right? Everything's all said and done. You know, wow, way to go. Great job. Thank you so much. That was amazing. What are you expecting?
You got to step up.
Who's stepping up?
Granny.
So she's got to cover the bill.
Granny should step up, and that restaurant should step up.
So you want-
Ooh, that's an interesting point there. If the restaurant, should the restaurant be responsible for it?
I think both parties should step up.
So you want two free double meals?
Well, free.
What?
Free?
Wait, what?
Your ass wasn't talking free when you were walking towards that light, lady.
What is that?
When I pulled you back.
Wasn't talking at all. She had steak in her throat.
Thank God you have no power over people.
No, I'm
no
just
skill,
saying.
Nothing.
I'm saying right now, granny's got to step up and the restaurant should step up. The restaurant should definitely throw them
like a gift certificate. Or something.
It's a meal to them.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way.
I mean, you made a situation, like you saved everybody's.
Yeah.
Date night, you know.
So you agree with Tommy? These people should have been tightened up in some way.
I think so.
Why not?
Like, I don't think they should. They shouldn't have to ask for it.
Right. Okay. It should be.
I would think
done.
Somebody would be happy to.
It's a class move, okay. And this elderly woman and her family.
Yeah.
They should definitely step up.
All right, so let's walk through this. So the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. Let's start with the family and the elderly woman.
Mm.
So I just shared with you, that the elderly woman had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
They brought an ambulance and they took off. I would make the assumption that the family followed her to the hospital.
Yeah, I got you.
Right? So how would you pay for that? These people's dinner who saved
you? No. You're missing. The restaurant
okay.
should give them a gift certificate
okay.
to the for the food at the restaurant.
Okay.
These people should do something completely different. Oh. The family should step up separately and do something for these two EMTs that saved the woman's life.
Okay, so what should the family do?
Whatever they think is responsible, but it should be a monetary. But first of all, this isn't a poor woman. She's eating at what you called a high end steakhouse. So this woman has bank. So she's probably got double pension. She got social coming
double
in.
Double pension. I thought Medicare, Medicaid. I thought her husband was dead.
Draining our resources. Yeah, they should step up with Lisa Giola.
$1,000 cash
for your life.
So you're gonna walk. I'm sorry. You're gonna walk up and hand an envelope with $1,000 cash.
Two gift certificates. You can split it. Go 500 to 500. Five beans on Wegmans. Maybe 500 just standard MasterCard.
Do you think the party of the woman that choked had to pay for their dinner?
Okay, so let's walk through that because that brings
because
us
back. They may have gotten a free dinner.
So that's just it. That brings us back to the restaurant because you yourself just said that the restaurant should have also covered their dinner.
No. Not just cover their dinner, future dinner. Will you give me a break on your ribeye and a couple of rolls? Okay. Thanks.
All right. Kimmy brought up a very valid point.
What?
This family, because it said family, so this might have been a group of 4, 6, 8 people.
Who are we talking?
The one who's the family of the woman who choked.
Yeah.
They probably went right with the ambulance, which means it's very possible the restaurant did not get paid for that meal either. That happens all the time where someone has a medical emergency and the restaurant does not want to run after the ambulance, so they just eat it. So you're going to tell me you want the restaurant, after potentially having to eat that entire bill there, to then turn around and give the other couple free stuff?
Yes.
You're out of your mind.
Why can't they do that?
That would bankrupt the company.
Bankrupt one lousy table of food.
The margins on food these days, Tommy. The margins. Well, don't even get me started about the taxes.
Then don't go into restaurant business. You can't tell me. I love all these high-end joints. As soon as they got to pay up, they got to cry poor.
It's going to bring those people back to the restaurant, because if you don't, they're never going back there again.
Right.
What, the couple who the family who choked?
Both, because it would be kind of a traumatic experience, I would think.
Yeah, you got to play nice, baby.
By the way, the woman is the one that choked. How is it the restaurant's fault for any of this?
I just think if you want these people coming back
again. You want the old lady dragged out of your restaurant and into an ambulance? That's not a good look for a restaurant. They want to make nice with everybody.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this couple just east of us. They're paramedics. They went out for dinner at a steakhouse over the weekend. While they were there, you monster.
Monster. Pay up.
An old woman started choking. They went to work. The woman, the wife, grabbed an AED defibrillator, cleared the area, called 911. The husband began the Heimlich. That wasn't working. The old woman, while still choking, went unconscious. She stopped breathing. They laid her down. They got the AED ready. The husband started performing CPR. This went on for 5 minutes. Someone in the restaurant grabbed a life vac, which my wife texted me and alerted me. We have two of them, one at home and one in the car.
Nice.
So if you're ever choking and you see a Volkswagen Atlas driving down the road,
you just stick it in, you just pump it.
It goes over your face like an oxygen mask.
And then it sucks. Then you pump it to pull the food out?
Yeah, it pulls the food.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It makes that noise.
I feel like everybody should have one of those.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah. Where do you get them?
You can get them online.
Oh.
Yeah, don't play with it without choking, by the way. I found that out the hard way.
Why would you play with it?
Just to see what it felt
stick it over your mouth?
Okay, don't tell me you've never gotten stuff that you don't actually need to use and haven't tried it one time.
I don't know if I'd try
that.
That was a very traumatic experience. Long story short, they saved this woman's
unbelievable
life.
Unbelievable.
She is alive. She was taken to the hospital. She's doing great. And the question is what these people should be entitled to.
Yeah.
Right? But that's just it. You think they should be entitled to all of this.
Entitled. No, it's earned. Entitled means I just put my ass down. I expect something. These people sprung into action, used their life-saving techniques on their time off to save this woman. That's not entitlement at all.
But you said earned. It's not like they were hired that night to go work in the restaurant in case somebody choked. They just did what they did.
They were good Samaritans.
Yes.
And that should be rewarded. That's not entitlement. That's a reward.
Have you read the story of the Good Samaritan?
Yeah, didn't he get some money out of
that? Yeah, but that's just the Good Samaritan.
He got all the book royalties off of that.
Oh, he makes money off the Bible?
You don't think he did some speaking tours in Jerusalem?
It's the wrong. Okay.
I don't know. Where's the Good Samaritan?
No, it's a different book.
Wasn't the Bible all in like Jerusalem?
Easter's on. It's Good Friday, for God's sake.
I'm just asking.
You went to Catholic school.
Kind of.
Know a little something.
I got my ass kicked in Catholic school.
All right, so let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
So let's say you are the husband of this couple,
yeah,
right? And the family so caught up in everything that happened, doesn't do anything for you. Yeah. And that is understandable. That
I never hear from them.
You don't hear
just they kind of got swept up in everything going on, and they either forgot or didn't have your information, so they never reached out to you.
So they don't hear from you. And the restaurant, when everything's said and done, they drop the bill and they expect to be paid. Are you saying anything?
I'm never going back.
Oh, no. We're going to lose your salad money? Oh, no. Watch out. Guys, now we're overloaded with fennel because Tommy's not coming back. And we ordered all this.
I wouldn't say anything because I'm a coward.
Yeah.
But I also would never go back, and I would badmouth them to everybody I know.
But how would you badmouth them?
Yeah.
They didn't give me a free meal?
No, all I did for them, and they didn't even have the courtesy of giving me a cocktail or a goddamn dessert. This is the way I get treated? This is how we treat the I thought we were supposed to respect our first responders.
All right, let's say they give you a free dessert. You still badmouth them?
Yeah, man. Free dessert? What is that? $4? You goddamn cannoli?
If they give you anything for free, let's say they give you a free dessert, Kimmy, and it's like the nice one, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like that, like deep fried ice cream thing. Okay. You bad mouthing them?
I mean, no, they stepped up a little bit. I mean, they did something.
It's about as little as it gets, man.
Better than nothing.
It didn't cost them that much.
I also wonder,
put it on a plate.
You know what I'm thinking? This couple has to just. Do you think they're stressed every time they go out to eat?
Yeah.
Because you, like, having the skills that you have, like, you're going to have to jump into action at any point if something happens.
It's got to suck.
I think that you're built differently when you have a gig like that because you're around chaos so
Could
much.
Could be. Yeah,
you're yeah but you know, everybody needs
but
a break.
When you're out to eat, like, you would think, like, hopefully nothing happens here tonight or, you know.
All right, can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
So, you know, my wife's a doctor.
Yeah.
Right? So when we were dating early on, she wants me to go to her gym with her. Right?
Okay.
So I go and we're hanging out. We'd only been together for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, over the loudspeaker of the gym, someone's like, "We need it. If there's a doctor in the building,
wait." They said, "Is there a doctor in the house?"
Yes. And in the yoga studio, there was an emergency in the yoga studio. So my wife springs into action, and I don't know what I'm. I'm the man here.
Yeah.
I have no skill, but I feel like I have to follow.
All right.
So I follow her, and we get up into the yoga studio, and we walk in, and my wife, she's like, "Hello," and the woman. There's a medical emergency happening. The yoga instructor goes, "Are you a doctor or are you here for yoga?"
Really?
But like, it wasn't even a thought. Like, my wife wasn't stressed. It was just like this calm.
And it's not even her thing, right?
Yeah, she has. You know, every doctor has grand
skill,
medical training. Wow.
Right.
No, like base skills.
I think you just have to be a certain type of person.
So, like, just based on what I've seen, same with my dad, like being a cop, like, you know, he was just calm and
like
situation.
More than happy to help.
Yeah. Except when I ate stuff that was his behind his back, in which case he would freak out. That was my bunny from Andy's Candy. You know, somebody's bleeding out of their face. He's got no problem. I eat his bunny. All right, let's take a break. So we don't think this item is illegal.
Okay.
But it does say a lot about what you planned on doing when it comes to evading the law.
Oh.
Well, tell me, people don't just have these for no reason.
Yeah.
And you'd want someone who stole it from you to face punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But to call the cops because someone took this would have to be just a little bit awkward.
Is it what I'm thinking it is?
Well, I'm going to tell you in a sec.
All right.
You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story happened out in Brighton, right on the Henrietta Line.
Okay.
And it's another one of our famous break room one-line stories. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
An unknown suspect got into a locked vehicle
mm-hmm.
and stole a radar detector.
I thought you were going. They still make those?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I never see them on people's dashboards anymore.
Maybe they're smaller. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. Okay.
So the suspect is still at large, but we can assume he is going fast.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, can we get a price, Kimmy, for the average radar detector? Thank you. I appreciate that. So we've had this discussion 1,000 times on the show.
Yeah.
And we always get different information. But as far as we know, radar detectors, are they legal in New York?
I think they're legal in certain states. I think, you know what, I don't know. I know they're illegal in Canada.
Okay.
Because I was with a guy that got pulled over and he got busted.
Well, plus, I mean, yeah, like you can't catch a moose is not going to catch up to a guy with a radar.
That is so true.
You know what I'm saying?
So I it must go state, maybe go state to state, but I don't know. Because maybe they are.
I thought they were legal in New York.
Okay.
And the
pretty
only
big range here.
Okay. Give me a middle of the road radar detector.
Okay. So like $500.
Holy
middle.
Crap.
It says, okay. A higher end one, like one that actually works, it sounds like, can range from $400 to $600 or more. But I am seeing one that's like $70, so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so here's the thing.
What's that?
The only reason we know about this story is because someone called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
But even if a radar detector is legal, and even if you want the person responsible caught for what they did, it's kind of a dick move to call the cops for a radar detector.
This is the thing I'm trying to screw you up with.
Yes.
I'm trying to avoid you. Yes.
The only reason you would buy a radar detector.
You want to break the law.
Just to break the law. Thank you. Right. You want to
speak. But you can't prove it did.
Exactly. Like, that item only exists in the world to make it harder for cops
yeah,
to do their
the cops.
Job.
Yeah.
And by the way, if we're wrong, if there's some other reason they exist, 252-WCMF.
They're going to give you, just to remind me when I'm speeding and all that stuff. Every guy I knew that had a radar detector was a lead footing dick.
And did a lot of driving.
A lot of driving and a lot of lead footing. And that's the only reason they did it, because they wanted to, you know, they wanted to do 95 on the goddamn highway.
How many people still have radar detectors?
It's like saying CB.
Yeah, I'm with you. Although I kind of want a CB.
Who would you talk to now? Nobody.
Truckers.
Do they still use them?
Yeah. What else would they use? You can't have every trucker's cell phone number on the road.
No, but I thought with like GPS and everything, you don't need anything anymore.
I was going to say, because like they have those apps now where people pinpoint where like cops are hiding out.
Oh, like Waze and stuff.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Yeah.
Why would you?
Breaker, breaker. Hey, good buddy. Who's talking?
My dad had one.
Yeah, and everybody had one of those stupid handles.
I want a handle. You don't want a handle.
Where are you at, sweet thing?
Wait, how'd you know my handle? Look, here's the thing. All right. If you call the cops, you look this officer in the face and say, I would like this thing that I use to avoid the consequences of my actions from you back, please. The balls you would have to have. I don't have those balls.
No, you're a jerk.
I ain't called. Yeah.
First of all, that if you own one, you're a jerk.
Okay.
You are. What else would you be but a jerk? You're a speeding jerk.
Again, I don't know if there are other reasons why people would have a radar.
What would that reason
be? I can't think of one.
I don't know, but I've never owned one. I've known guys that own them, and those guys were dicks, but it doesn't mean that all dicks own radar detectors, not all radar detector owners are dicks. Is that the equation?
I disagree with that, but let's go with that. I say you a speed jerk.
Oh, here's the other thing, too, right? Like, with this radar detector being stolen in Brighton, this guy calling the cops, and he must have called the cops because it's not a police report.
Mm.
I would also assume if I called the cops, like, hey, help me find my radar detector, they're not going to work as hard as they can.
Or they're not going to give it back once they find it.
Or it's broken. Yeah, I found it broken. Hey, look, it looks like somebody stepped on it.
Hey, hello, sir. We found this thing that makes you way more dangerous, and we'd like to give it back to you. All right. Radar detector aside.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Give me the top three legal things that you would not call the cops for if it were stolen.
Because it would be embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
In
what
front of
it
a cop.
Says to the cop. Top three things. Hmm. I'll start. Let me kick one off.
All right.
Bong, pipe, something to smoke weed with.
Oh, yeah, but it's not paraphernalia, but not the actual drug.
Well, even like marijuana is legal. Like,
oh, true. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, look, if I had under 3 ounces of pot and it was stolen, I would feel more comfortable calling the cops for that. Than like a bong, a pipe, or something. Because that paraphernalia is legal. But it still feels kind of weird.
Yeah. Like it's like you're going to be judged for having it. Like,
I mean,
look at this degenerate.
Jamie, maybe it's us growing up. Like you had to know. Like you got to hide that pipe in a sock underneath your dashboard mat. And like some of those bongs and stuff can go for hundreds of dollars.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some of that stuff can be expensive for sure.
But like, can you imagine like trying to stand in front of the cop
and having to explain your custom bong?
Yes, right? It's got a jester's face on it, and the glass, the hat gets pulled out. It was blown 3 feet tall, purple horn.
I guess anything that lets you have fun, right? But you know, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, give me another example.
Well, something you could hide.
Oh, stuff you would hide.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, because like drinking would be another thing, right? But you're...
I don't know. Would you feel weird if somebody stole 5 bottles of whiskey out of the back of your car? I mean, that's not inappropriate. You weren't drinking it in the car.
No, why you got 5 bottles of whiskey?
Because it's you and it's COVID?
True.
What about a story we just talked about this week? Right. It was all this stuff that was stolen out of the hotel room.
Sex toys.
And we're assuming it was some type of sex toys or like kink stuff. And you would have to explain that to an officer.
Yeah,
I know it's totally above board and everything, but like you would have to tell them what they're looking for and what, you know, what it's used for, why you want it back.
You remember when I used to have all that porn in my car that we used to give away for
all
prizes?
Porn,
from,
porn.
From, but I had a whole big box. It was probably at least 100 porn DVDs in my car.
All right, so let's say that those porn DVDs average $40 a shot.
Easily.
So that's $4,000 worth of porn.
With the pornography in the trunk of my car, that isn't even mine, it's the station's.
Yeah, that's what everybody said. No, sir, I work at a radio station.
Hey, none of them are all sticky. They're all brand new.
Would you call the cops if somebody stole $4,000?
I'd have to, because I got to go back to, because the company that gave them to me, He's expecting me to give him away his prizes. What do I tell them?
All right, so I'll be.
I got to call Smoke and Bill up on Lyle Video News. Quality joint.
All right, so I'll be the cop. You be the guy. 911.
Yes, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, so you had something stolen?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What was it?
Pornography.
Okay, how much pornography?
It was about 100 DVDs.
All right, here's what I'm going to need to do, because we have to look for this, sir, and there's pornography all over.
I have some of the titles.
I'm going to need you to describe to me what the DVDs
are. One of them was called Pat's Mom.
This isn't fun anymore. Yeah, it's stupid.
The next one was Pat's Mom Part 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Well, Tommy's got a three-day weekend with a microphone in front of his face. 252-WCMF, we're talking about this story that happened in Brighton. A man called the cops after someone broke in his car and stole his radar detector, and we believe that's legal in New York State?
Yeah.
But even if it's legal, you call the cops, hey man, get this thing back that I used to not get with you.
What if it was stuff that had to do with your job? Like, let's say you have a side hustle where, like, you dress up for, like, kids' parties.
A clown.
Somebody stole all your, like, equipment and uniforms and stuff. Like, well, one of them was a high-end Spider-Man costume. Like, it's not dirty or gross or illegal, but it might be a little embarrassing to explain why you have these costumes.
I'll call on that.
Our buddy Tiny,
yeah,
who did kids' shows, he used to dress up like a bear and read kids' stories,
yeah,
and he'd have to have that bear costume constantly in the back of his trunk of his car.
Well, but like, I admire people. You say what you want about clowns or whatever. I admire people that do that stuff for the happiness of. I don't think you should be ashamed of that.
But you still gotta like. You have to describe it.
You gotta break it down
as an adult to somebody.
What's the value of your bear costume or your jester outfit?
You would know exactly what it is because you paid for the bear costume.
And it's probably expensive.
Yeah, Tiny's a big dude. That's a lot of bear fabric.
It is.
Tiny, yeah. It was an ironic nickname.
Yeah, it was very snug on him.
In real life, he was actually very big.
Yes.
No, I mean, the only thing I'm not calling on is stuff that's immoral. Mm. Does that make sense?
Well, that's very subjective, too. And like, what's your moral? I mean, pornography to some people is like me, I could care less.
I understand, but you said you wouldn't call the cops if it was your pornography.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't call the cops for a bong. You're right. Morality is subjective. But you have a gauge, even if you participate in this stuff and don't feel ashamed, of what other people feel about it.
Okay.
Right? It is amazing that this guy was either he really wanted this radar detector back or was completely oblivious to what it looked like when he made that call to get it back from the cops.
Mm. All right.
I don't know.
I mean, there's words like subcultures, too, of people that they're completely above board, but like they're into weird stuff. And if some of that weird stuff was in your car.
Talk about like furries?
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, like, yeah.
Okay, see, that's a group of people who I think isn't aware enough where that would be embarrassing.
Yeah, and I don't think, yeah.
My Fox costume with the crotch cutout was stolen. So I could have sex with people dressed as a fox, which was not as popular with the kids.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.